Back in the day, pigs ran through this part of town on their way from the train to the breakfast table. They were doomed, but they earned a measure of immortality. The blue-collar railroad and steel workers must have admired their spirit. With the porcine visitors hitting the street near the B&O Roundhouse, people started calling their neighborhood Pigtown. The name stands today for pride of place and for potential. A welcoming mural just off Washington Boulevard shows a train and pigs in full stride. Pigtown is one of the 7 Southwest Partnership neighborhoods. With the nearby University of Maryland, Baltimore, they strive to create new economic opportunity for small businesses, small companies, and young people in need of training for good jobs. Before the partnership, says Pigtown Association President Richard Parker, even good news collapsed under years of disappointment, doubt, and cynicism. People said,
That's not happening. The city's not going to give us any money. You know, that money's going to Roland Park. It's going to Harbor East. It's going to Fells Point. That money's not coming here.
But that's changing. Optimism flows from the numbers.
There's a belief that this can happen now because they understand that it's not us. We're not in this fight alone anymore. That, oh, no, now we have 6 other communities behind us. Oh, okay, we've got some real power players behind us. The city's most certainly going to listen.
This comes after years of unrealized hopes for this hidden gem, which is, after all, a gateway to downtown, Orioles Park, and M&T Bank Stadium. Pigtown pride is everywhere. You could see it as Bunny Braxton walked up to a lottery agent the other day on the boulevard. She was wearing a new Orioles T-shirt, black and orange, of course, with Pigtown in white letters across the back. She loved growing up here, going to St. Jerome's Church School. People here are Baltimore-friendly, she says, and one other thing Pigtown is.
One of the only neighborhoods back when I was growing up that was mixed.
Still is mixed. About 47% black, 43% white, the rest an assortment of ethnic and national groups. Moves toward a different PR-driven name have failed. Washington Village, one of the new name suggestions, didn't have half the history or half the Baltimore panache. During the Freddie Gray upheaval, someone got on Facebook to say how depressing it must be to live in a place called Pigtown. Debbie Dickerson fired off a brief history lesson about the name, adding,
"We actually love being in Pigtown, and Pigtown is it's like a microcosm. It's like Baltimore in miniature." So,
she and her husband Rob are helping put the neighborhood on the upward trajectory predicted years ago, but never quite happened.
A strong Main Street goes a long way in just raising people's spirits and their expectations for their own neighborhood.
The Dickersons arrived with their printing company before the Southwest Partnership was born. They were all in from the start, moving from Bolton Hill to live above their shop. Already they see progress in the bottom line, more orders from the university. Their business is across the street from Pigtown Main Street, an organization focused on Washington Boulevard. Ask anyone about Pigtown's prospects, and you hear about Ben Hyman, Main Street's 27-year-old majordomo. Bringing back the old nostalgic but thriving American Main Street, he says, is the key to neighborhood health. New restaurants are coming. Also, a new dry cleaner, a sprightly neighborhood coffee shop called Cafe Jovial, and Shakers, a bar with a new cocktail honoring the Ravens called the Purple Blitz. Tasty Creations owner Alvin Eddins says he's getting more regular and larger orders from the university, which has $1 million a year catering budget. Eddins sees progress on Washington Boulevard.
It could be more vibrant down here, yes. I think it's on the upcoming. So, and it takes time. You know, some things don't happen overnight, but I definitely see the improvement.
The owners of Shakers are converting a homey neighborhood bar into a bar and restaurant. Like the Dickersons, Derek Vaughn and his partner Brent Fuller think Pigtown has to grow.
We felt that the area itself was expanding, and we thought that we'd be like a leg up.
The partnership wants to nurture small, even micro neighborhood businesses, hoping the university and other new customers would make them viable. Like new businesses all over the city, crime can be an issue. Kiewit Kata, known as Didi, runs Cafe Jovial.
When the weather is nice, I open the door and people sit there. But a month ago, they took all my tables and chairs.
Nonetheless, Didi seems to be in for the duration. It's the old and the new Pigtown resilience. The neighborhood's ardent new champion is Dr. Jay Perman, president of the University of Maryland, Baltimore. He's on a mission. Pigtown and the other six neighborhoods are the university's neighborhoods, not some beaten-down places known derisively as the other side of MLK. A methadone clinic expanding without notice to the community was the turnaround moment. People said, wait a minute. The episode remains a sore spot. But Pigtown's Richard Parker says there's hope for a satisfactory resolution.
It just was the case, and when there was no partnership, there was no dialogue.
Main Street's Hyman says the new alliance changes everything.
And one of the things that I've learned is they don't resolve themselves on their own. You know, it takes advocates here.
A drive through Pigtown shows immediately why Perman calls it the university's neighborhood. Students and doctors and scientists make their way from the bright new condominiums and shined up old three-deckers to his campus. Dr. Perman again.
When you have people that care about their community, everything rises. You know, the safety gets better. The schools get better. We ought to strive together, no matter who we are.
Everything rises. And when some of those people have power, authority, and money, everything rises faster. I'm Fraser Smith reporting from Pigtown for 88.1 WYPR.